Welcome, everyone. My name is Dan Globus. I am the director and lead mindfulness meditation instructor from Meditation House. We provide mindfulness meditation sessions and programs. Been doing this now for, it's a little more than a decade. Teaching meditation for coming into 16 years. And I have a practice that goes back more than 5 decades ago. Yes, I did my very first meditation more than 5 decades ago. My training was originally done by an ordained Tibetan Buddhist monk. Came at a very good time within my life, good or bad, depending upon how you see it. So my training started with traditional meditation, and then I in turn went on to being trained by mindfulness meditation instructors. So I've got kind of a good balance between the two worlds. And most instructors these days, they tend to be mindfulness instructors, but you do have some people like myself who mix traditional meditation techniques with mindfulness. And that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be doing a session, a 30-minute session, that is going to be somewhat of an introductory to mindfulness meditation, as well as a meditation session itself. So what I'd like to ask you to do is just make yourselves comfortable right now. If for those guys who have logged on remotely, unless you're using your phones, if you would be kind enough to silence your phones and even turn them over so I can have your full attention, I would appreciate it. Please make yourselves comfortable. The best thing to do is when you sit for meditation, and I'm sure most people are seated for that, just make yourselves comfortable in any way that you can. That usually deals with planting your feet firmly on the floor if you can, letting your hands rest gently on your thighs or your knees, or you can make a cup with your hands. You want to bring yourself upright, but not so upright that it brings any degree of discomfort to you. Let your shoulders drop. Meditation is defined by different people in different ways. I'm going to give you my definition according to my very first teacher, which I still subscribe to. I still believe in his definition. It is a practice. It is something that is intended to be done on a daily basis. How long you do it for is entirely up to you. You can meditate for 5 minutes a day. You can meditate for an hour a day. I call this mindfulness meditation because it integrates two different disciplines. Mindfulness is one discipline, the act of meditation is another. Once again, depending upon who you speak with, they will define these things differently. But I would say that mindfulness is a component of meditation. And what it really means is that we're bringing our awareness, our attention to our bodies, to our minds, what's going on within our bodies, what's going on within our minds. The elements of meditation involve breathing. We use the breath as an element to calm the mind and calm the body. And what makes the style of meditation that I teach different from, I would say, most instructors is that because I was taught by Tibetan Buddhist monks originally, there is a component of traditional Tibetan Buddhist meditation called an intention or motivation. What this is a thought. It's a statement that we bring to mind regarding something we seek. So I'm going to explain this more. We're going to connect with it and go right into this. And if you've never meditated before, you're going to learn how to meditate right now. In meditation, the very first thing we do is what we're doing right now. We sit. You can sit on a chair, on a couch, on the floor. But we sit as opposed to laying down. And you can meditate laying down if you need to, if you have any physical limitations. But it is preferable to sit. once we've assumed a comfortable posture in our seat, we briefly scan the body to make sure that the body is not holding on to any discomfort. You bring your attention all the way down to the lowest point in your body, and then slowly examine each and every part of the body. You bring that attention all the way to the crown of your head. If you notice any discomfort, you go to that part of the body. You make a small adjustment if you can. And if you can't, to bring relief, such as maybe you have a headache or a little bit of discomfort within the body, you can use your breath. Focus your breath on that part of the body and imagine with a deep in-breath that you take that discomfort away from your body. And then you breathe out and imagine releasing it. By bringing your attention to that part of the body and doing this a few times, you can bring relief to it. Once the body is comfortable, still, relaxed as much as possible, we then bring to mind our intention, our motivation, our reason for meditating. We think about something within our lives that we wish to address, and we create a statement. I give people 2 sentences to help them to determine their intention, their motivation. The first sentence is, I wish to be. The second sentence is, I wish to remove. And we complete either of these sentences in any way that's appropriate. Here are a few examples. I wish to be calm. I wish to be relaxed. I wish to be happy. I wish to remove anxiety. I wish to remove fear. I wish to remove pain. These are only examples. And what your intention is, at least in this moment, it's not so important. One of the amazing things about this practice called meditation is that the more that we do it, the more that we get in touch with these messages that our mind is sending to us all the time that we probably pay no attention to. Your mind will help you to understand what you need to address any challenges that you're feeling, that you're experiencing within your life. Most people, when they first meditate, are stressed out. Maybe they have anxiety in their life. In the veterans community, stress is no stranger to veterans. PTSD is no stranger. To address stress, PTSD, anxiety, we may use the most basic of intentions in the beginning. I wish to be calm. Or stated another way, may I be calm? You take the statement, you can say it within your mind, you can say it out loud, you can say it once, twice, even 3 times if you wish. But you make a commitment to it. And it is through this practice called meditation that we take steps towards achieving our intention. The more we sit, the more we practice, the closer we get to meeting our intention. But how do we meditate? Well, we've started. We've taken our seats. We've set our intention. We now turn to the breath. To breathe in meditation, you gently breathe in through the nostrils and gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. It's really not too different from what we do thousands of times a day. But there is one big difference in meditation. You want to notice your breath. You want to follow it. If you can bring your full attention to your breath and simply follow it into your body, follow it as it leaves your body, you'll notice almost in no time that the breath helps us to relax. It helps us to release any pent-up energies. It can help us to remove pain, to release the attachment to the pain. It can help us to take whatever thoughts that we're so strongly attached to, maybe past experiences, trauma, difficulties, and we learn to let go, not to forget, no, not by any means, but to make peace with these things. Gently breathe in, gently breathe out, and when the breath has left you, I'd like you to stay there just for a second or two before you breathe back in. With the next out-breath, when you stay in that moment, that second or two, just simply notice how you feel. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, you can almost notice that we're letting go of tension in the body, letting go of the need to attach to thoughts. There's a beautiful feeling that accompanies this simple act. We reconnect with our natural state of mind, and our natural state of mind is calm, peaceful. If you've never done this before, or you tried and you've had difficulty, you may be experiencing a very hyperactive mind, a mind that is full of all these different thoughts, maybe even one particular thought, one particular experience that you hold on to and that you go to it over and over and over. That's okay. Through what we're doing now, you are empowering yourself to make peace with your thoughts, to let them rest, to notice that you don't need to keep on repeating these thoughts over and over. There are some tricks to helping us to let go of the attachment to the thoughts and to help us to really notice the breath. I'm going to share those with you now. With your next in-breath, say within your mind the number one. Breathe out and stay there. With the next in-breath, say the number two. And continue counting with each in-breath. You can count to any number you want. Some will count to 11, others to 21. We don't have to stop at any point. During this process, at some point, whether it is in this session or in future sessions, you're going to start to notice different elements come to mind. Sometimes we notice the element of light. You may notice a beautiful, bright white light. You may notice a different color, purple, which is very common for women to see. You may notice multiple lights, and the light may be in a different shape, or it may just be a very soft, subtle light. Sometimes we see an object, something we've owned, something we've never owned, but it just appears to us. You may encounter a person, someone you love dearly, they love you, someone who's no longer with us or still with us. If you are devout in any way, you may see the presence of some being. Sometimes we see a place, and sometimes we don't see any of these things, but we can notice the mind turning very still, very peaceful. It doesn't have an image, but if I were to give it an image, I would give the image of a body of water, a lake that is so still, so peaceful. It looks like a sheet of glass or a sheet of ice. When we notice any of these elements, we shift our focus from the breath to that element, and you hold your attention on that element for as long as you can, as long as you want to. These elements are manifestations of your intention. By bringing your focus to those elements, you are committing to making change to whatever it is that you seek within your life. You won't, in the beginning, be able to hold your attention on whatever element appears for very long. Sometimes it's only a matter of seconds, but through practice, you can work up to a minute, 2 minutes, 5, 10 or more minutes. We are retraining our minds through this simple practice. We are simply bringing it back to its natural state. We're learning that we don't need to hold on to these multiple thoughts, especially maybe one thought that plays over and over, one experience. We learn to become present, mindful. It is through this process that we let go of things that are not positive to us, that may even be hurtful to us. This act of bringing yourself present, following your breath, calming the mind, is a form of giving yourself kindness, compassion, self-love. Yes, this is showing ourselves love, something that we deserve, something that not too many people take the time to do anymore. through what we've just done by doing this over and over each day, maybe just taking 5 minutes, building a practice, you start to change. You start to develop very positive habits and letting go of negative habits. We learn to become more present in the situations we're in. We learn to let go of those situations where we feel overwhelmed by stress and anxiety. We learn to make peace with difficult experiences from the past, to let go of the harm that these thoughts, that these experiences have brought to us. It's a wonderful journey, and part of the journey is the transformation. This is a process that has been practiced for thousands of years in different ways. And it works. It is highly effective as long as you try it and you use it. I'd like you to notice in this moment how your body feels. Examine your body and see if you can notice that the body has possibly become very relaxed. If you're holding on to any tension, any tightness within the body, maybe you can notice in this moment that you've been able to let go of it. If you've been carrying any physical pain, maybe that pain has reduced. Maybe not gone away, but maybe it's less. Notice your mind. You may be able to notice the mind has calmed to some extent, has become somewhat peaceful. All that chatter that usually goes on, maybe it's calmed down a little bit. You may notice overall a positive feeling, a good feeling. Maybe this is the first time in a while you've been able to let go of these things that you've been holding on to. All of these things that I've mentioned are signs that you've just meditated. And even if you've only noticed for a few seconds the body relaxing, the mind calming, quieting, you've connected with a deeper meditative state. The only difference between what we've done now and what awaits you is the practice and a deeper experience. We're going to take a nice, deep cleansing breath now. Please breathe in as deeply as you can. And breathe out. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. And bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, the sense of hearing, and finally, the sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, slowly begin to open your eyes and become fully present. How's everyone doing? You guys okay? Excellent. This is the part of these sessions where you can, if you feel like asking any questions or making any comments, you can unmute yourself or pop something into the chat area. You know, I love answering questions and just hearing comments. And even if you just want to say, you know, hey, how do you feel? Was it good for you? Was it different than what your thought meditation was? Is it different from what you practice? If anyone has any comments, any questions, you know, feel free to just drop them in the chat area or unmute yourself. And if no one has any questions or comments, don't worry about it, because I'm used to that. A lot of times people at the end of these sessions, they feel nice and chilled out, feel nice and calm and just relaxed. And really, they don't have anything to say, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I'd like to leave you guys with just a few thoughts. I came back to meditation, even though I practiced meditation on and off for over 5 decades, I took a long break away from it, and I paid dearly for it. I got into trouble with my emotions. I got into trouble with stress and anxiety, and I was very fortunate to find that there was actually in New York City, I was living on Staten Island, there was an ordained Tibetan Buddhist monk who was teaching meditation. So I sat with this guy and I learned his style of meditation, which was an absolute game changer. And one of the first things I did was, after learning the basics of how to meditate in this style, was I made a commitment to myself. I said, let me sit for 2 weeks each day and just do this, just for 5 minutes. And I did what we just did in 5 minutes. And each day I did it for about a week's time. And I said, okay, this is pretty simple. I think I got this. And then some interesting things started to happen. Well, 5 minutes turned into 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Even though I used a timer, all of a sudden I wasn't paying attention to the timer. I just said, I want to sit longer. It feels good. I can't say that I felt radically different at the end of 2 weeks, and I don't know of anyone that will feel radically different, but you will notice a difference to some extent. And if you don't notice it, people around you will notice it about you. You're going to start to have an appearance that looks calmer, a little bit happier. You'll find that you're more present when people are speaking to you. You might even find that people that normally push your buttons, they don't push your buttons as often. That's the first 2 weeks. Within a month's time, you start to really experience the differences. You'll listen to things a lot more, with more attention. You'll hear things, things that, you know, just daily things as you're walking around that you didn't really notice before. You'll notice people, their emotions a lot more. You'll get more in touch with what's going on around you. And it becomes very interesting because it opens up a whole new world, things that you haven't seen or heard before. 2 months' time, huge transformation. We become much more compassionate, much kinder, much gentler to ourselves, to those around us. I've worked with literally hundreds of people suffering from anxiety for various reasons. I've worked with a lot of vets, a lot of people that have serve on the police force, paramedics, and these are all people who have been just really overwhelmed by anxiety, stress, PTSD. I've seen just incredible results within a 2 month period with these people through this practice. You too can have these incredible results, these incredible experiences. If you're struggling with something within your life, you've just discovered a method, a tool that's highly effective in dealing with this. The audio of the session has been recorded, and I'm going to be getting this over to Sarah very quickly so that you guys can listen to it again. I encourage you to sit and listen to it. Even use it as a tool to guide you on a daily basis. If you wish to take a 2-week challenge, try it. See what happens. You have nothing to lose. This is our session for today, guys. And I thank you very much for attending. I'd like to say, when people come to these things, that congratulate yourself, because you've just taken the time to take care of yourself. And that's important. So thank you. Thank you for your time.